Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit foresees the death of the kid. Billy the Kid, said Giovanni to himself. That is a name known from one end of the territory to the other. And sadly, it is not a name known in a good way. He had expected more of a rough and tumble individual. Instead, here was a scrawny boy in front of him wearing a hat and clothes that were much too wide for him. He seemed ready to cry from remorse and from the need to unburden himself. He fixed his eyes upon the ground as the young man composed himself. "Ah, I haven't been in these here parts very long," he said. "I just had to leave the Arizona area after I shot my first man. He was known as F.P. Cahill. He was a blacksmith. I shot him in the Camp Grant saloon. When he began poking fun at me, he was a-greening me for drinking on account of that I was so young." The hermit thought that the act of shedding one's first human blood would be a very harrowing experience for anyone, regardless of their age. He waited patiently for the boy to continue. "Naturally, I couldn't come straight to here. I rode down to the Chihuahua area where they weren't too likely to be a-looking for me. There I continued to hang around the saloons and the gambling places. They sure do have some pretty women down there, though a man kind of gets lonely, you know." Giovanni understood the nature of loneliness well. Most men, he thought, have a loneliness that is of their own making. Some just had it thrust into their own lives. That seemed to be the case with this kid. "Well, since some boys learned me how to speak Spanish when I was younger, I got along right well with them people. But finally," he continued, "I came to these parts where I got me a job with a rancher named John Turnstall. What I found out later was the fact that he and two others named John Chisholm and Alexander McSween were mixed up in some of them range wars. Then Mr. Turnstall got himself killed by some men who called themselves the Regulators. His foreman, Dick Brewer, I think, swore that he'd killed the man who had shot his boss." Giovanni could sense that Billy the Kid had unwittingly let himself be drawn into a situation that he wasn't quite ready for at a time in his life when he really should have been at school. "After a battle that lasted 5 days in the middle of July, Alexander McSween was shot dead after the house where he was holed up in was burned to the ground, and I went to the house of my friend Peter Maxwell. I used to stay there often, and whenever anyone came to the door, I would ask, ¿Quién es?" in Spanish, so that they wouldn't know just who they was talking to." The boy was scared. The hermit could see that readily enough. As he continued to listen to the tale, he had a vision of the boy waking up from a nap and coming out of his room in stockinged feet. He would be shot by two cowboys and a lawman named Pat Garrett. Giovanni could also tell that one day Billy the Kid's two buddies, Tom O'Foliard and Charles Beaudry, would be laying in graves beside him. He shuddered at the vision. He was brought back to his senses by Billy the Kid asking him, "Am I forgiven?" The hermit looked sadly upon him and said, "I will bless you, and I know that I will continue to pray for you for the rest of my life." He laid the palm of his hand gently on the boy's forehead, and he said, "Go in peace." The boy seemed to be much more tranquil as he got up. He was quiet without that incessant need to talk. With a weak, shy smile, he got back up on his horse and rode slowly westward. The hermit remained in the shadows, gazing at him. He held his right hand, saying under his breath, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a sinner, now and at the hour of my death." You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.